This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Could the future of the museum be in the form of a drive-through? In an example of pandemic adaptability, listen to what they're doing with dinosaurs in North Carolina. Cole Del Charco of WUNC reports as part of our Back to Business series.
Imagine Exhibitions had life-size robot dinosaurs in zoos and museums across the country when everything shut down, but no one to go see or hear them. Then came an idea. What about a drive-through dino safari? Within months, a production team put together a slick audio tour, an app, and a website to guide people from the comfort and safety of their cars.
All right, are you ready to begin your adventure into Pangaea?
Imagine Exhibition started the drive-through late last year and is now running the tour in three cities across the country. Tom Zoller is the company's president.
So we had the dinosaurs. We had to redo all of our signage. By the way, I never thought I'd own traffic cones. I now own 10,000 of them.
Imagine has employed stagehands and other entertainment professionals who've been out of work for months. Ticket costs vary by vehicle size. A large SUV costs about $60. And Zoller says the business has been profitable. Still, he's not sure if it will keep it going once all pandemic restrictions are lifted.
It's definitely pandemic driven, right? That's why we're here and why we did it. We're crazy enough to try it. But maybe from this, there'll be some new form of entertainment that's a little, that's new and different, and you don't have to get out of your car. Who knows?
Drive-through exhibits are a tough business bet, says Eric Gordon with the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. But they do offer convenience.
Think of all of the advantages. You don't have to push an overloaded stroller. You don't have to drag a little guy with short legs to keep up with a big sister with long legs who you keep telling to slow down.
And he says drive-through options may be a good bet for a lot of businesses moving forward. In Durham, I'm Cole Del Charco for Marketplace.